Josiah. Josiah was only 8 years old when he began to reign, so he was really young. He was about your age, bit younger, bit older. And so in his time, they found the book of the law that God had given to Moses that they'd actually forgotten. And he tried to put this into effect. Anyway, he became king when he was 8, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and followed in the steps of David, his ancestor, and didn't turn aside to the right hand or to the left. See, sometimes we can get a bit too strict, turn to the right, or we can turn to the world, turning to the left, but he kept going straight. In the 18th year of his reign, that was when he was only 26, the king sent Shaphan the scribe to the house of the Lord, that's the temple. And Shaphan the scribe went to the temple of the Lord, and Hilkiah the priest said to him, "I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. It had just been lying around in some old stuff and amongst rubbish on top of it." So Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, now by a book they mean a scroll, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, King Josiah, the book, saying, "Hilkiah the priest has delivered this book to me." Shaphan read it before the king, and when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes, for he realized that his fathers had not listened to the words of God's book to obey all the laws that were written down for them. So King Josiah asked all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem to come to him. Then he went up to the temple, taking the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, the priests and the prophets and the great people and the small people, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant which had been found in the house of the Lord. King Josiah stood by a pillar and made a covenant, that's a promise, before God, to walk in his ways, keep his commandments, and follow his laws with all his heart and all his soul, and to do all the words of this covenant. And all the people agreed to it. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest and the keepers of the door of the temple to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the things that had been made for Baal and for all the other idols. And just think, those things were inside the temple of God. And they burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields near the brook Kidron, which is where Jesus crossed over just before he died. And he also killed all the priests of the idols, whom the earlier kings of Judah had made burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places around Jerusalem. To Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the planets. And Josiah destroyed all those that did magic, the wizards and their images, and all the evil things that were found in the land of Judah, so that he might live up to the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest had found in the temple. There was no king like Josiah who turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his might according to all the law of Moses. Now, the lesson that we get from that is that when we read something in the Bible and realize I should do it, then you do it. So you read or you hear read, as they did, and then you go do it. Now, it's rather like when you get baptized. You read in the Bible that you must be baptized, which is by dipping in water. And you actually go and get wet, and you actually go and do it. And so this is why reading the Bible should really affect our lives, that we should actually do these things in practice and not just hear these ideas and do nothing about them.